contest scheduled for one fall and will be an anything goes ladder match. Coming down the aisle and entering the ring, he needs to win this bout to remain on the WWE roster. Welcome, if you would, Johnny X.
Well, it's official. Johnny X has been terminated from WWE, and the only way he's going to remain on the roster is if he can pull off the upset win against this man. The pyro expires, leaving a huge cloud of smoke covering the entranceway, and as it smolders off and drifts away, you can see the cruiserweight legend, the Nightmare Todd Knight, standing in the middle of the WWA entrance ramp, and this crowd is still chanting, folks.
And now making his way to the ring, hailing from Austin, Texas, and weighing in at 220 pounds, he is a cruiserweight legend, a PACW icon, the whole badass at this show. This is, and always will be, the Nightmare, Todd Knight.
As Todd Knight stands on the ramp with a very serious and intense look on his face, you can see him raising both arms in the air with both fists closed, and my God, does that guy look ready for this match or what? Man, Todd Knight looks awesome up there. As Todd Knight makes his way to the ring, you can see he's dressed in a baggy black t-shirt with a blood-stained BACW barbed wire logo across the front. His long, baggy, white blood-stained shorts are a tribute to where Todd Knight has been and where he has come from. And I gotta tell you something, folks. His white Nike shoes shows that this man is not only a true competitor in the ring, but that he also comes to the ring in style. With his bald head shining in the spotlight, no, Knight is bolting towards Johnny X, and he's attacking Johnny X with a series of stiff punches, and down goes the X-Man like a sack of dirt. Hard kick to the head by Knight, forced the referee to signal for the start of the match, and here we go! Dragging the ladder into the corner, Knight positions himself halfway as a stunned Johnny X wobbles to his feet. Off the ladder and spinning through the air, Knight connects with an overflying heel kick, and Johnny X is quick to roll from the ring, and I don't blame him. My God, did you see Todd Knight connect with the heel of his foot right to the jaw of Johnny X? His jaw's gotta be broken. Falling outside the ring, Knight is quick to fold up the ladder and pressing it over his head. Todd Knight sets the rung down onto an injured Johnny X, and folks, put the Twinkies away because the fat lady is already singing. Knight has retreated to the opposite side of the ring, and as Johnny X pushes the ladder off his beaten and bruised body, the Nightmare is taking off towards his opponent like a bat out of hell. Johnny stumbles upward and looking up. Oh, he's crushed by a picture-perfect springboard punch, and listen to this place explode. They might not like Todd Knight, but you can tell from the chants, they certainly respect his wrestling ability. Now on the floor, Todd Knight snaps a steel chair closed and lowering the weapon of extreme power across the back of Johnny X. Oh my God, that had to hurt. X is on all fours, and Todd Knight is getting into TO position. Look out, Tiger Woods! Self-club swing with the chair, smacks Johnny X right in the head, and folks, Johnny X has been broken open like a can of day-old tomatoes. Folks, throughout this match, Johnny X has been annihilated, and it has been Todd Knight brutality that, in my opinion, has just overwhelmed and overrated Johnny X. Someone seriously better think about stopping this contest, because if Todd Knight continues on this tear during this match, we might never see Johnny X in a professional wrestling ring again. Sliding the ladder back into the ring under the bottom ropes, a very confident Todd Knight follows, looking to end this one with a quick cover. One, two, three, and the blood covered Johnny X kicked out, and look at Todd Knight's face. He is furious, folks. Knight was trying to do the right thing and let Johnny X out of the match, but folks, Johnny X just will not give up that WWE contract. It means everything to him and his family. Johnny X just will not quit. Oh my God, Todd Knight now has the referee by the shirt, and he is screaming at the man in stripes. He better keep his eye on Johnny X. Oh my God, rope from behind, and Johnny X is shaking mad. Irish whip sends Knight into the ropes and coming back into the center of the ring. Johnny X goes low, trapping Knight's ankle. Drop toe hold sends Knight face first into the rungs of the ladder and hooking the leg for the quick press. Yes! 1, 2, 3, oh my god, Johnny X just won! Oh no, 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 folks! Todd Knight kicked out, folks, and this one is gonna continue. Todd Knight apparently is shaken up by that drop toehold on the ladder, and Johnny X seems to be fighting through impossible odds right now. What are the odds that Johnny X would even be in control? Johnny X wants his WWE contract, and he is going through hell or high water to make sure he keeps it. Moving Todd Knight's arm over his head and arching back, Knight blocks the hold. Oh my god, Johnny X is pulling again for a face buster on the ladder, but the stronger Knight counters and arches upwards towards the heavens of Extreme. A big splash burst onto the steel ladder goes Johnny X, courtesy of a killer snap suplex, and Todd Knight isn't going for the cover. Uh-oh, folks, what could Todd Knight have planned? Knight is signaling to the crowd that he's going up to the top turnbuckle, and Johnny X is still back flat on the ladder, and my god, he is groaning in pain. He doesn't look like he's going anywhere. Putting his thumb across his throat in crippler-like fashion, Knight leaps into the air, tumbling across Johnny X with his flying nighttime knee finisher. This one is over. 1, 2, 3, and Johnny X has just been released from WWE, courtesy of the Nightmare Todd Knight. My god, is this Todd Knight freakishly good or what?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, the Nightmare Todd Knight.
Folks, as Todd Knight continues to celebrate in the ring, I have to say one thing about this young man before we go to break. When Todd Knight was in BACW, many believed he would be the first cruiserweight to ever be world champion. In fact, it was Knight's ability to compete with the heavyweight that earned him his nasty reputation. Todd Knight is not your typical cruiserweight. And if anyone thinks, because he's smaller than them on this WWE roster, that Todd Knight cannot handle himself both inside and outside of the squared circle, well, they might be just another victim of the Nightmare. Fans, it's time to take a break. And when we return, it's going to be Mike Johnson taking on Matt McClain in a match that will reward the winner with a shot at the WWA World Television Championship at our next iPay-per-view. We'll see you in a few.